Welcome back to Flexify to Your Job Search Evolve, the podcast where we tackle the real workplace challenges that keep you up at night. I'm your host, Trina, and today we're diving into a situation that's both frustrating and unfortunately common. You've just delivered what you know was an outstanding presentation, but instead of the recognition you deserve, you're facing a wall of negativity from certain colleagues. Picture this. You've spent weeks crafting the perfect presentation. Your research is thorough and your data is compelling. Your slides are clean and professional. You've rehearsed until you deliver it in your sleep. The day arrives and you absolutely nail it. Your delivery is confident and you handle questions smoothly. And you can see heads nodding around the room. You walk out thinking, "That was excellent work. I really delivered value today." But then it starts. Maybe they're questioning your methodology with comments like, "I'm not sure these numbers tell the whole story." Maybe they're nitpicking your delivery style. "It felt a bit rushed in the middle section." Or perhaps they're just sitting there with their arms crossed, radiating skepticism, saying things like, "I've seen this approach tried before. It doesn't usually work out." You know you deliver both a great work product and a fantastic presentation. The research was solid, the insights were actionable, and your presentation skills were on point. Yet somehow, you're facing criticism instead of the recognition your work deserves. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and more importantly, you're not powerless in this situation. Before we jump into solutions, let's take a moment to understand what might be driving this negativity. Because here's the thing, when someone consistently responds negatively to quality work, it's rarely about the work itself. Some colleagues feel threatened by your excellence. I call this the threat response. Your outstanding presentation might highlight gaps in their own performance, triggering a defensive response. They're not really attacking your presentation, they're protecting their ego. Then there are the chronic perfectionists who genuinely cannot see the forest for the trees. I call this the perfectionist trap. They'll zoom in on minor details while completely missing the bigger picture of your success. Some people have internalized a workplace culture where criticism is mistaken for rigor, where being the person who finds problems is seen as being valuable. I call these the culture carriers. They've confused being negative with being smart. Your great ideas might represent change, and change makes some people deeply uncomfortable. I call this group the change resistors. They're not rejecting your presentation, they're rejecting the implications of what accepting it might mean. Understanding these motivations doesn't excuse the behavior, but it does give you a strategic advantage in how you respond. So how do you handle this professionally? I've developed what I call the GRACE framework. Ground yourself. Before you respond to any negativity, take a breath. Remember that their reaction says more about them than about your work. You know you delivered quality. Don't let their response make you question that reality. Reframe the conversation. Instead of getting defensive, reframe their criticism as input. You might say something like, "I appreciate you raising that point. Let's explore how we might address that concern while maintaining the core benefits of this approach." Acknowledge without agreement. You can acknowledge someone's perspective without agreeing with it. Something like, "I can see why you might view it that way. Here's how I see it differently." This shows professionalism while maintaining your ground. Channel energy constructively. Use their negative energy as fuel for clarification. Example, "It sounds like there are some concerns about implementation. Let me walk through how we've addressed those potential challenges." And finally, elevate the focus. Bring the conversation back to shared goals and outcomes. At the end of the day, we all want this project to succeed. How can we use both perspectives to make that happen? Now, let's get tactical. Here's some specific phrases and approaches for common negative responses. The nitpicker. Let's say you just delivered a comprehensive market analysis with detailed projections, clear visualizations, and actionable recommendations. Your presentation was polished, your timing was perfect, and you fielded questions expertly. But then someone focuses on a minor formatting inconsistency on slide 12. Here's an example response. I appreciate your attention to detail. You're absolutely right about that formatting. I'll clean that up. Since we've covered the technical presentation aspects, are we aligned on the strategic direction and three key recommendations I outlined? Now for the skeptic. Imagine you've just presented a well-researched solution to a persistent company problem. Your data is solid, your presentation was engaging and clear, and you've addressed obvious concerns proactively. Yet someone responds with, "I'm not convinced this will work in our environment." Try this approach. I hear some reservation in your voice. Given that we've reviewed the data and I've shown you how this worked in similar situations, what specific aspect of our environment would need to be different for you to feel confident moving forward? And then we have the silent resistor. And you can approach it this way. I notice you've been quiet. I'd really value your perspective on this. What questions or concerns are coming up for you? And finally, for the public challenger, you can respond in this manner. That's an important question. Rather than diving into all the details here, why don't we schedule some time this week to go through your specific concerns? I want to make sure we address them thoroughly. Now let's talk about building your long-term strategy. Here's what many people get wrong. They treat each negative response as an isolated incident. The real professionals understand that this is about building long-term credibility and relationships. Document your wins. Keep a record of positive feedback and outcomes from your presentations. When negativity tries to rewrite history, you have the facts. And build your alliances. Focus on cultivating relationships with colleagues who appreciate quality work. Their support will be invaluable when you face criticism. Stay consistent. Don't let negative responses make you second guess your standards. Keep delivering excellence, even when it's not immediately recognized. And as the old saying goes, choose your battles. Not every negative comment deserves a response. Sometimes the most professional thing you can do is simply note it and move on. And finally, send feedback from trusted sources. Make sure you're getting honest input from people whose judgment you trust. This helps you distinguish between legitimate areas for improvement and baseless negativity. Now, most of the time, you can handle negative colleagues directly, but sometimes you need to involve your manager or HR, and here are the red flags to look for. If the negativity becomes personal attacks rather than professional feedback, it's time to have a conversation with your human resources team. If it's affecting team morale or project outcomes, and when it's happening consistently in public forums, undermining your credibility. And when you've tried direct conversation and the behavior continues. If you do not need to escalate, focus on the impact on work quality and team dynamics, not on your hurt feelings. Here's a strategy that many people overlook, the strategic follow-up. After a presentation where you deliver excellent work but face significant negativity, send a professional follow-up email that reinforces the quality of both your content and delivery. Your email might read something like, "Thank you for all of your engagement during today's presentation on our Q4 marketing strategy. I was pleased to share comprehensive research our team conducted and walk through the three-phase implementation plan. As requested, I've attached the detailed budget breakdown and the competitive analysis appendix we discussed. For those interested in the methodology behind our customer segmentation analysis, I've included additional resources that dive deeper into our approach. I look forward to our follow-up meeting next week where we can finalize the timeline and resource allocation. Be sure to thank everyone for their engagement and questions, summarize the key points and decisions that were made, and address any legitimate concerns that were raised. provide additional resources or information to those who want to dig deeper. This follow-up serves multiple purposes. It demonstrates your professionalism, ensures everyone has the same information, and creates a written record of the actual content and outcomes separate from the emotional dynamics of the meeting. Let me leave you with this. Your ability to maintain professionalism in the face of negativity is actually a competitive advantage. While others are getting pulled into drama or becoming defensive, you're building a reputation as someone who can handle pressure with grace. The colleagues who consistently respond negatively to good work, they're revealing something about themselves, not about you. Don't let their limitations become your limitations. Remember, delivering an outstanding presentation is just the beginning. How you handle the response, positive or negative, is what separates the good professionals from the great ones. Next time you're facing the wall of negativity after you've delivered your best work, remember, you have more control over the situation than you think. Think about these strategies, maintain your professionalism, and keep focusing on the work that matters, not the people who don't. Thanks for tuning in to Flexify 2, your Job Search Evolve podcast. If this episode helped you think through a challenging situation, share it with a colleague who might benefit. And remember, your best work speaks for itself. Sometimes it just takes a while for others to hear it. Until the next episode, keep shining and raising the bar. I wish you peace, love, and paychecks.